W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. says it's made initial contact with the American man found in Syria today following the fall of the Assad regime. Travis Timmerman, in video interview, says he was thrown into jail 7 months ago while crossing the border on a Christian pilgrimage. ABC's James Longman is in Damascus.
He was found in the street, not wearing any shoes, his beard long, hungry, but broadly speaking, in good health. And so an extraordinary discovery here in Syria as thousands of Syrians keep making discoveries about their own families.
The U.S. also working to locate American journalist Austin Tice, kidnapped 12 years ago. The man charged in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO, due back in court December 30th, Luigi Mangione, is being held on a firearms charge in Pennsylvania and is fighting extradition to New York. The New York Mets introducing newly signed outfielder Juan Soto today as deal $765 million over the next 15 years, the richest on record. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. When the Packers Heritage Plaza monument at the corner of Cherry and Washington Streets in Green Bay was removed to make way for a new luxury apartment building, many were left wondering where the statues, photos, and pavers would end up. Jeff Merkus, executive director for downtown Green Bay, thinks the KI Convention Center is the perfect place for the plaza.
What we like about the location is the plaza is already named the Green Bay Packers Plaza. It's a plaza that the Packers supported years ago, and it has not been fully developed, but we've been waiting for the right components to further develop this site.
Ultimately, the decision of where the statues will go lies with the Packers leadership and Packers Heritage Trail Incorporated. President-elect Donald Trump announced Tuesday that he wants Ron Johnson to be the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. But it's not our Ron Johnson. Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson took to X last night to weigh in on the confusion and remind us that it's a common name. He said, quote, "I never played in the NFL, I wasn't the CEO of JCPenney, and I haven't been nominated to be the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. There are a few of us Ron Johnsons out there," end quote. The Ron Johnson Trump appointed was the U.S. ambassador to El Salvador during Trump's first term in office. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has adopted new reading curriculum recommendations without the approval of the Joint Finance Committee. State Superintendent Jill Underley sent a letter to the Republican-controlled committee last week referencing a state Supreme Court decision showing that the DPI does not require Joint Finance Committee approval for curriculums. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers add some lefties. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the winter baseball meetings, the Brewers have added two left-handed minor league pitchers to their 40-man roster, Connor Thomas from the Cardinals and Grant Wolfram from the Texas Rangers. College football, the Badgers need a new quarterback. Braden Locke says he's entering the transfer portal. So is Tyler Van Dyke. Last night, receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind and will return to Wisconsin. NFL, the Packers face the Seahawks, led by their new head coach, Mike McDonald, former Ravens defensive coordinator Matt LaFleur.
I think Mike's done an outstanding job. It's a great scheme. They can throw a lot of different coverages at you, a lot of different fronts, different looks, and then you combine that with really good players, then it can be a problem.
Seattle's Mike McDonald.
They play a great brand of football. They've been doing it throughout their entire franchise history, and especially since Matt's got there and doing his thing. So we got a lot of respect for them and how they play.
That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, to low of 0 to 5 below. Mostly sunny, not as cold tomorrow, a high in the upper teens. Some rain possible for Saturday, maybe some snow mixed early, high upper 30s and near 40 and cloudy Sunday. Currently it's 6.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area to break down all the news, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Let's light it up. Let's do this the way it's supposed to be done. That's what we're going to do tonight on Nightlight. It is Thursday. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. So great to have you with us as we count down every day. Brings us closer to one of my favorite times of the year, Christmas. I feel like, Conrad, we're sort of like in the kitchen on Christmas vacation in the house where we open the little doors on the Christmas calendar.
Yeah.
We get a little bit closer to me getting my swimming pool, my in-ground swimming pool.
Daydreaming.
Yeah, that's right. Daydreaming that there's a beautiful girl on the diving board. And the sky's the limit. Great to have you with us tonight, folks. We have a really fun show wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin, whether it's a small town, a big city, whether you're doing a Robinson Crusoe in the woods, I don't care. It's great to have you. We are going to have plenty of opportunity for listeners to react tonight like we always do. We like to make the show as interactive as possible, and I'm just so thrilled you're here. So this is Nightlight. As I mentioned, we are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Very cold. It's cold everywhere in the state. We have did you listen to Mace Michaels today?
Yeah, of course.
How depressing. And he's just the messenger. You know, you can't get mad at Mace. It's not like Mace controls the weather. But it's, I don't know. It is supposed to warm up. And I have to go to a wedding this weekend further south. And people in Chicago, like, I mean, it's my hometown. I love it. But it's so annoying when you talk to people. Like, now that I live here, when I live in northern Wisconsin, people in Chicago will say, oh, man, it's cold up there. I'm like, it's cold in Chicago. It's like 3 degrees warmer in Chicago. Stop acting like you live in Miami Beach. It's so ridiculous. Although once in a while, I'll check the weather. And even Green Bay can be like, there's like a line of longitude or something between here and Marinette. And Green Bay, on a rare occasion, can be like 20 degrees warmer than Marinette. I'm not even kidding.
Interesting.
It's really strange. Even O'Connell can be 10 degrees warmer. And my dad has kicked himself for years. He's like, yeah, I probably should have looked into weather a little more before I moved us that far north. But it worked out. We have a fun show. Jim Schmidt is going to be here, ladies and gentlemen. You know him as one half of Mino and the Mayor. He is the mayor half. Jim was the mayor of Green Bay for 16 years, and he will be here in the studio. I don't know if he'll be showing up as mayor or radio personality, but it doesn't matter because he is going to do the popcorn pick of the week. Jim and I will talk about movie snacks and movies. And maybe a few movies that he wasn't even in. He's got quite the resume when it comes to movies. But and then we will get Jim's popcorn pick of the week. And I'm so thrilled he's coming in for that. And we'll talk about... Jim has kind of a bossy personality. I don't know if you know that, Connor. Remember that training we went through last week here at the studio? And we had to identify what we were. We had a little fun with that. We texted back and forth a few times afterwards, and I was laughing. So Jim will be here at 6:35. He is coming into the studio, as I understand it. Our buddy Rob Thomas will be here. Not That Rob Thomas, as he is known on Substack. So if you Google Not That Rob Thomas, you will get all of Rob's works on his Substack. He has great movie reviews, TV reviews, and he is also the editor of the CityCast Madison newsletter. He'll be here to talk movies and TV at 7:05. And then that's a show right there, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got our question of the night, which we're getting to. Hold up, Conrad. Hold on a second, buddy. I have to give a little background on this because Terry Barr, who does so much here at Civic Media, she wrote a column about Kringle. You like Kringle?
It's so good.
It is good.
And it once you start eating, it's like you just like, I want more.
It just goes down very smoothly.
Yes, it does.
So it got me thinking, though, like what foods come to mind when you think Wisconsin?
I mean, off the bat, it's cheese curds.
Cheese curds, right.
Yeah.
Everybody knows cheese curds.
I would say fish, too.
Fried fish. Cheese curds. Bratwursts.
Yes, definitely brats.
Kringle.
Cheeseburgers.
So that leads us to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite food associated with Wisconsin? Or your favorite Wisconsin food, however you want to interpret that. What is your favorite food associated with Wisconsin? You got cheeseburgers, because cheeseburgers were created in Wisconsin. I think it was Seymour. I think Terry Barr did another article, one of her cool featurettes she does here at Civic Media. Is it Seymour? The cheeseburger was born in Seymour, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's where they turned it into a round ball of meat. Because it was easier to carry around when you were at like a festival or, you know, playing baseball with your friends. I don't know. Cheeseburger, Kringle, cheese curds, bratwurst. If I'm leaving something out, folks, beer cheese soup. I think that's a Wisconsin thing, too. But what is your favorite food associated with Wisconsin? And fried fish, too. That's one I could eat. I'm not kidding. I've been to fish fries where I'll order like a 2-piece walleye. And then my mom won't be able to finish hers. My wife won't be able to. And before I know it, I've downed like 4 pieces of walleye. It's just put some lemon on there.
Yeah. It's
a little tartar sauce. Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to say fried fish. What would you say?
I'm going to say fish, but the best fish for me in Wisconsin fried is bluegill.
Really?
Bluegill is the best.
Better than perch and walleye?
Perch and walleye are close second.
Okay.
But bluegill is
fried bluegill.
Bluegill is my favorite.
Okay,
and it goes. We have like a family recipe with bluegill. I haven't had that in a while, but when I used to have when I was a kid, that was like I was looking forward to that all the time.
Did you ever go out and catch dinner?
See, my grandpa was a fisherman. He fished all the time, and I wasn't at that age yet. So I'd never really went out with him. I went out with a couple of times, I think.
Okay.
But my brother was more of the one who went out with him. And I never got into fishing that much. But I know for our family, we love fried fish. Because, I mean, I told you for the Thanksgiving that we had down in Florida.
Yeah.
We had fish.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Dude, if I had to give up one of the major proteins, meat, chicken, fish, I'd give up meat and chicken. I would rather have fish. I love salmon. I love a tuna steak. Love fried walleye. I can't get enough of it.
Tuna steak is so good.
Delicious. Especially with the right sauce. But
yeah.
You know, all right. So no Kringle. You did not pick Kringle.
I don't really eat it that much. I won't go out of the way to actually get one for myself. You know, I'll have it at the holidays. But I'll go out of the way to get a bluegill.
To get a bluegill. Yeah, it's weird because Terry's article inspired this question, but I don't eat Kringle. It's not ever right in front of me. Like you have to go somewhere to get it. That's why I wouldn't say Kringle, as delicious as it is. So I'll say fried fish. You're going to say more specifically, fried bluegill.
Yep.
Okay. So what are your, and beer cheese soup I've had, I don't think I, it's a good taste. I think I need like 3 bites of it though, and then I'm done. I could never eat like a whole cup of that.
Okay.
Tasty as it is, it's heavy.
Yeah.
At least the kind I've had is. So let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite Wisconsin food? That's tonight's question. I had, okay, so last night, I told you, I left early because we had a lot of, I'm not going to be here tomorrow night, so we kind of put a show together of all new material. I was trying to get here early because we had all this recording to do, and I drove through terrible weather. And I don't, I'm not calling out the 511 app or website or whatever it is that's the state, but I looked at it, I looked out my window, it was snowing bad.
Yeah, I even texted you. I was like, no, it's not that bad.
It wasn't that bad here. I do live an hour away. Yeah. But then I looked at, I'm like, oh, God, maybe I should do this from home. But I had so much work to do once I got here. I checked 511, clear. Roads were all green in the graphics. And then I got on 41. And for the first 20 minutes, it was horrible. A couple cars skidded off. I'm like, what am I doing? And then it let up, and that's when I said, I kind of sent you a joke, and I said, get ready to host the show. Yeah. And then I said, I'll be there. I still got here like at 5:30, despite really slow traffic. But then we had our issue here, and we couldn't do any of the work anyway. But I was very surprised, like 511. Is that just like Google Maps, where they took a picture of the highway like 2 months ago?
I don't even know what that is, to be honest.
Oh, you just go on your phone, 511, and it'll show you all the roads. And if they're green, they're moving along fine. If there are yellow spots, I think there's bad areas. If it's red, it's terrible. So that was really frustrating. And I'm like, there has to be more of a real-time way to check roads. And maybe that is, and they were just wrong. But that happened to me a couple weeks ago on the anniversary show I ended up doing from home because we got weather. I was like, where did this come from? I needed Brittany or Mace.
Yes.
So anyway. So we're going to read your text. We're going to talk to Jim Schmidt. It's the popcorn pick of the week because it is Thursday night here at Nightlight. And then Rob Thomas joins us. We'll talk movies and TV with Rob. Rob, when he was here last, he saw Wicked and he didn't love it.
Yeah, he was.
He liked it.
Did he see Gladiator, though? I don't
think. He had not seen Gladiator. Okay,
so, yeah, you can talk about
that.
So
I think we've both seen Gladiator. So we'll talk about
that.
You
didn't see Wicked yet either?
I saw Wicked.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay.
I liked it a lot. And I watched a couple TV shows I want to talk to him about. One was Cross, the Patterson novels with Aldous Hodge as Alex Cross. I finished The Madness with Coleman Domingo. Been watching some cool film noirs. What else? I just finished another TV series, too.
So I just finished Shrinking. The last episode came out on Wednesday. And let's just say for How I Met Your Mother fans, it was perfect.
Why? What do you mean?
They brought in Kobe Smulders, if you know who that is. That's who plays Robin. And Jason Segel is the main character in Shrinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So they brought her in, and I was just happy for, like, the rest of the night.
That's awesome. So what are we going to do here? It's Taylor Swift's birthday tomorrow. I feel like we should celebrate that somehow.
We definitely should.
All right. We also have Rushmore came out today. Matt Eisman was on the show a couple months ago. American Ninja Warrior dropped today. Taylor's birthday tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're either going to do a clip from Rushmore, Matt Eisman, the host of American Ninja Warrior, or a replay of my exclusive with Taylor Swift that I did years ago. We're going to leave it up in the air. We're going to keep you guessing, and I'll read your text. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have state updates today, including North Carolina's Supreme Court race and a power grab by its legislature, ranked choice voting in Alaska, and more charges in Wisconsin for Donald Trump's fake elector scheme advisors. We reported December 11th that a GOP state Supreme Court candidate who lost by 734 votes and failed in two recounts asked the North Carolina Election Board to invalidate 60,000 5,000 voters. North Carolina Newsline reports that in a 3-2 vote Wednesday, the board rejected that request, though a court appeal is likely. Also December 11th, the North Carolina legislature overrode Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill designed to strip power from the incoming Democratic governor and attorney general. In an attempt to retain GOP power before it loses its supermajority, the authority to appoint election board members was shifted to the state auditor, a Republican. The attorney general was also stripped of any ability to bring suit against legislation proposed by the legislature. In Alaska, a recount of the attempted repeal of ranked choice voting and open primaries is complete. The repeal failed by 0.25%. In Wisconsin, 10 additional felony forgery charges were brought against Trump campaign advisors, attorney Jim Trupas, attorney Kenneth Chesbro, and Election Day director Mike Roman. We have links to more on all of these stories at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
We are doing another fun contest here at Civic Media just to make Christmas, the season, even more festive. Listen weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., or 4 p.m. for the keywords to text for your chance to win in our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. You could win $100 cash,
Chula Vista stay,
a Chula Vista stay, and be entered to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list. So that's exciting. We are not eligible, which I think is a total ripoff. But, you know, what are we going to do? I don't make the rules, Conrad. I do try to live by them. So check it out, ladies and gentlemen, every weekday, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., all you have to do is hear the word and text it in. It's that simple, and you can be eligible to win. So check that out. We have our popcorn pick of the week is right around the corner at 6:35. Former mayor and one half of the Mino and the Mayor morning show here at WGBW will be joining me, and he will make the popcorn pick of the week. So that's exciting. And it can't be a movie the former mayor is in. It has to be. Actually, it can be. If he's going to die on that hill, I'm fine with that. Jim will be here in a few minutes. And then Rob Thomas at 7:05 will talk movies and TV with our favorite Madison entertainment critic. So, all right. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite food associated with Wisconsin? And I love this because we've gotten a few suggestions here I didn't think of. Drake from Green Bay said halfway to the North Pole. Was that a shot because I live so far north?
Yeah.
You know what, Drake? I've had about enough of your crap. If you were here right now, I'd challenge you to an arm wrestle. What if Drake's like a huge, like, Viking-type guy, and he comes down to the station and wants to arm wrestle me? I'd do it. I'm not afraid to arm wrestle anybody. Conrad, maybe Jim and I can arm wrestle. No, we'll do a thumb war. We'll do a thumb war.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
a little more
harmless. That'd make great radio.
Neither of us will pull our rotator cuff. Thank you, Drake, for the text. Monica in Mount Horeb says, have only been to Door County twice, but cherries, and not only in the form of wine, but I wouldn't pass a glass up either. That's a good one. Door County cherries. I didn't think of that. That's great, Monica. Thank you. Matt from Middleton says, sassy cow ice cream. Any Wisconsin ice cream, really, and original Pancake House pancakes. Wow, these are great. Yeah, there's like Cedar Crest ice cream too. Remember the girl came on from Cedar Crest and made the popcorn pick of the week? And since then, I have eaten single-handedly 2 gallons, not in one sitting, over the course of like 4 weeks, but they're peppermint. They have little candy peppermint in the ice cream. It's ridiculous.
I know which one you're talking about. That's so good.
And then they have a blueberry waffle cone. Oh, God, that's great ice cream. But Sassy Cow, I'll have to try that. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite Wisconsin food is stuffed French toast with Door County cherries at the White Gull Inn in Fish Creek. Have you ever eaten there, Conrad?
I have never eaten.
You have to go.
You know, so I went up there once, and the line was actually pretty long.
Yeah, it's
the
crazy.
So we went to the bar that was right down the road instead.
That's a logical choice, I guess. A little morning drinking. No, the White Gull Inn is great. They have good lunch, too, but they are known for their breakfast. And I've had that, Anna. I've had the stuffed French toast. It is so good. They have great hash browns, too. But not better than the French toast. Eric from Lodi says, I really like... now, I know I'm going to say this. I always get confused. You say pasties? It's pasties, right?
Okay,
now pasties are what the strippers use, I think.
It's pasties.
It's pasties. Yep. All right. So Eric says, I really like pasties. Or maybe he means pasties. I don't know. He said, that's more of a Southwest Wisconsin. See, that's interesting. I thought that was a northern thing. I know they're big in the UP as well.
I thought pasties were all over.
I don't know. I think it was like a big logging or lumberjack food because they would,
okay,
they would load up on carbs. And seriously.
I was just...
Oh, you're saying pasties. Yeah, pasties are popular. The only thing better than pasties is no pasties. Eric says that's more of a Southwest Wisconsin thing or a UP thing. There you go. They were brought over by Cornish miners. Is Eric like a historian? He seems like he knows everything. Is he just one of those people?
He's got the fact checked on lock, you know?
Guy's a genius. Thank you, Eric. Jim from Appleton says, Northern pike, the best fish to eat ever. Broad category covers muskie down to walleye. Do people eat muskie?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you looked hard enough, you could probably find someone that will eat any kind of fish.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think I've ever heard of people eating northern pike, though. That's interesting. Thanks, Jim. Bridget says, beer brats all summer long. And this is the first we've heard. I'm surprised we haven't heard that already. Thank you, Bridget. Ronnie from Horicon says, Mineral Point, the lead mines. Food?
I think that's where they're from, maybe?
Maybe. Thank you for your text. Keep them coming. What is your favorite food associated with Wisconsin? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So what do? Do we have time for some Taylor Swift?
We unfortunately, we don't.
Oh, come on. Not with that attitude. What else do we have?
Well,
we got, I teased Taylor Swift, Matt Eisman from American.
We could play the Matt Eisman.
Well, what else? What's the other one? Rushmore?
Yes.
All right, let's do Matt Eisman. American Ninja Warrior dropped today. Matt was on the show a couple months ago. Here's a little clip from our interview with Matt. Matt Eisman. Matt, welcome to Nightlight.
Hey, Trauma. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, man?
Man, it's been way too long.
All right. It's nice that I see you on the stream, Matt. I don't know how you did this, but somehow you are more handsome and even more buff than you were years ago when we worked together.
Living the good, clean life here in California, buddy. That's it. Yeah, man. Ninja Warrior is going. We're on season 16. We just got picked up for season 17. I'm not sure if that's public knowledge, but now it is.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I'm getting married September 1st, which is really exciting. I know at long last.
Congrats.
53 and finally taking the plunge for the first time. So I'm excited about that.
About time.
And leave next week to cover the Olympics for Peacock.
And 17 seasons. That's pretty good. Time to give up the paper out and focus solely on your dream. That's very cool.
It's nuts. It is. It's crazy to think. I mean, I was just talking to my mom today and we were, you know, she watches every episode and she was just saying, I remember when you started on that show and we didn't even think it would last the summer. And here it is, season 17. I was like, you know what, Mom? You're right. It is crazy. So nice to have a reminder that we got lucky with the little engine that could that is Ninja Warrior.
Your mom is your second biggest fan after Pete Schwabba. So be sure to remind her of that. I want her
Them
to know that.
Them fighting words, Schwabba.
She can take me. Matt Eisman. We got to get Matt back on. He was fun. He's always fun. And I can't. There are just some people in show business. And I've had a good run, too. I'm not saying luck isn't dispersed, but Matt is just like the guy was a doctor. Like he's smarter than me. He's smarter than you, Conrad. I'll tell you that. He's smarter than both of us put together. And then he goes on this like 18, 19 season hosting this really fun game show. And it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Very cool. All right. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is our popcorn pick of the week with the mayor portion of Mino and the Mayor. Jim Schmidt will be here in just a few minutes. So stick around. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A special program aimed at helping Wisconsin residents caring for loved ones hits an important milestone. The Wisconsin Wayfinder program has helped over 2,200 families and nearly 670 caregivers since it started last year. The program, backed by the Department of Health Services, connects caregivers of children with special needs with resources and experts. It's designed to help the caregivers stay up to date on local services and navigate the healthcare system. If you need support caring for a loved one, you can find out more online at dhs.wi.gov/WiskWay. In preparation for fundraising campaigns leading up to a $10 million remodeling and expansion project for the Grand Oshkosh, the Oshkosh Common Council voted to offer the Grand a lease extension. Mark Roloff, Oshkosh City Manager.
Really goes back to the fundraising effort, because for them just to have a five-year lease, that doesn't speak well when they're trying to go out and do fundraising. So the idea behind this is to grant them three extensions, which would take it out to the year 2045.
The council also approved a memo of understanding committing to pay $5 million for renovations. The Grand Foundation will fundraise for the remaining $5 million. Santa, Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach, Brown County staff, and the students from Sybil Hopp School held the first in-person holiday tree decorating and caroling celebration in Brown County since the COVID-19 pandemic. The tree is decorated with ornaments made by the students. Sybil Hopp is a public school founded by Brown County that provides educational programs for children with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, to low of 0 to 5 below. Mostly sunny, not as cold tomorrow, a high in the upper teens. Some rain possible for Saturday, maybe some snow mixed early, high upper 30s, and near 40 and cloudy Sunday. Currently, it's 6.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We will be live in Seattle, Washington for a special preview of the Packers taking on the Seahawks. Trigvi Olsen joins me live, as well as our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right. We are lighting it up on a Thursday night with our popcorn pick of the week. Great to have you with me wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin tonight. It is a beautiful but frigid night as we barrel towards Christmas here. I want to apologize to my guest ahead of time because I am sitting where he usually sits here in the morning, and I feel like he's a little out of sorts right now. He's messing with the microphone.
I am. Is this on?
Can we hear the mayor?
Oh, yeah.
All okay, right. Pete comes, and then the next morning I got to come and get everything back to normal.
Hey, I got to touch everything here. There's days, I don't know how many shows are done in here, but there's like a plate of lasagna, an old bottle of water, and dirty dishes. I'm like, what the hell happens here when I'm not here?
Yeah. So we have a three-hour show. We got to eat.
That is the voice of Jim Schmidt, co-host of Mino and the Mayor in the Morning and the former mayor of Green Bay. It's great to have you, buddy.
Thanks, Pete. I love your show. I listen to it, as I told you, often. I used to really enjoy listening to it because I teach at NWTC, and after class, I would have to drive home.
Oh, yeah.
And I could always chill and listen to you because it's easy to listen to, and it gets me a little bit after a stressful day. It's kind of nice to entertainment's not the most stressful thing in the world, right? And
right.
Although I will tell you, I enjoy current events. Like, that's what I read, that's what I study.
Right.
I love that. But, you know, when it comes to 6, 7, 8 at night, I think it's time to just chill.
It's time to wind down.
It is.
Well, good. That's why we're here. I appreciate that. It was fun to be on your show last week.
Yeah.
And
I have another show, too. I mean, I'm one of these shameless plugs, but on Sundays I do a show called Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. And we just really focus on local issues for an hour. Because, you know, with John and I, with Mine on the Mayor, you know, like, I don't know how many guests we had on today, probably 6, 7 guests. Yeah, you know, that's 20 minutes, and you get to know them. It goes quick, but you know, we can drill down a little deeper on, you know, development, education, some pretty cool things, and then Sage lets me interview some politicians, and
you get to talk, be in your wheelhouse with what you love. You know what?
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because we're in a very polarized time in our country. However, when you lean local or talk about local issues, to me, it becomes less political almost. It's just about people. Like, I know in Marinette, you read stuff. It's like, hey, we got a traffic light out. What do we do? Or we got to pay for the pool this summer. People pitch in. It's not about national talking heads. It's like, how do we put our heads together and solve this local problem?
Yeah, and mayors say all the time, you know, there's really no Republican Democrat way to fix a hot pothole or pick up garbage. Yeah. You know, it's just you've got to really focus on it. Sometimes I get Congress people in here and senators, and they're super nice people, and they're like, want to work together. And they get in that environment, and they're not
totally different.
Yeah. And it's like, why can't you guys bring that? Because they say the right thing, and I believe them when they're in here. They're like, look, we got to get together. We got to, you know, put the guards down and really focus on the issues, and that sounds good. Then they get there, and it's just like, boom, you know, 100%.
Hey, where's that money?
Right. Anyway, but Lean Local gives me a chance to really, this is totally your wheelhouse. I like working with John. I do enjoy Mine on the Mayor. And, you know, last night we were at a celebrity bartending event to raise money for Alzheimer's. And I can't believe the number of people who, it's great. It's like, when people come up and say, I voted for you, you know, that there's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
People are coming up and say, look, love your show, listen to it every day. That's cool, right?
I
mean, you know, that happens to you all the time. But, I mean, they gave you statewide. We're just, you know, regional.
You remind me of that every time.
I do.
At least it doesn't stick in your craw, Jim.
No, I'm almost over it. Almost over it.
You got to change your show then Lean Statewide, I think. You got to.
That's right.
Hey, this is fun. I'm sorry. You have a Christmas party every year. It sounds
like
so much fun. I was not able to be there last year because I was on the air. This year I'll be out of town, but I appreciate the invitation. And it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. And I enjoy entertaining. And for a gift for the people who come to the party, you know, sometimes, you know, you give them a candle or a book. I bring in a high school choir, and I give the high school choir a donation for their summer trip, wherever they're going to go. And I've had all the schools from Green Bay, East, West, you know, De Pere, Preble. But this year I was promoting an event on Channel 5, and the group before me was promoting their play, Newsies. And they were really, really good. Like, the harmony was perfect. And I said to the, where are you guys from? We're from Michigan. I said, hey, do you do home parties in Green Bay? He goes, it's my first year. No, we haven't done that. I said, well, if you do. And then he called me back. He goes, you know, we want to do that. So they're coming up, 21 kids.
Fun.
And they'll sing. And then we'll, it's just a great night.
And then you pay for them to take, how much money do you make a year, Jim? Is that a personal question?
I'll tell you what, I made a hell of a lot of money before I got here.
What's your IQ? How much more personal can I get?
I'll tell you, the income's a lot higher.
Well, that's good. If I had to pick. That's fantastic.
Anyway,
well,
I enjoy that. And I'm sorry you're at a wedding, right?
Right. I'm not in the wedding.
I know you're going to a wedding. You sent me a note right away. So it's, anyway, we'll do it again next year.
I appreciate the invitation.
I love the holidays, and I know we're going to talk about movies, holidays, or whatever you want to talk about, but
maybe have like an Arbor Day party when people aren't so busy with other stuff. You invite someone to an Arbor Day party, they're showing up. Or like St. Joseph's Day, like that was all my Italian friends. Oh, you get St. Patrick's Day. Well, it's because Irish are cool. What do you have with the Italian? He goes, we have St. Joseph's Day. I was like, what's that?
Right. So I'll stick with Christmas.
Well, have fun at the party. That sounds great. I appreciate you being here. I love that you're coming in, too, to the studio. It's so much more fun to have live guests.
And, boy, sitting in the host's chair, I hear what you're saying. Because when people call in, do you mind if I call in? I'm like, yeah, I do.
Right.
If you could please come down here. It's just what a difference. You look them
much
in the
better.
Eye and have a little coffee. And even between the breaks, you can pick up some things. So
absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's nice to be here. And I wouldn't weather this cold for anybody, Pete. So I'm
telling you, I appreciate that.
You're my guy.
Thank you very much. What kind of movies do you like, Jim? I know you've been in a couple. We'll get to that. But like what genre, when it comes to a genre, what do you typically like to watch?
So I think it's because of we just did this profile test. You're part of it, right? And yeah, I'm a little intense or ID'd. So I would watch a movie to escape from something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, not a documentary. I like some of those series. You know, I love Suits.
Yeah,
you know,
I got to check that out. A lot of people like.
Khan does my show, and you guys call it bumper music, whatever it is. The music before I talk and after I talk is from Suits.
Because
I just talked to him. I said, hey, look. Find something. And he did a great job of that. I like that. You know, another thing when I'll do this binge watch. I don't watch a lot of TV. I was talking to somebody today. When we moved into this house, I didn't have a TV for like 3-4 months. I'm not into TV. But if I find a series that gets me right away, like Breaking Bad, and I know everybody's seen that. I know how old that is. But man, I tell you what, that. I just love that stuff, and so those series interest me. I don't watch any like my wife watches like, you know, The Voice or some of the stuff on TV. I don't watch any of that, and I'm not a big movie guy. I get teased a lot because I think it was the first movie my parents took me to, but that I've watched every year is The Sound of Music. I just think that is the best movie. I get teased
about
that a lot.
They finally took you to a movie? Or are you talking about when you were a kid?
I was a little kid when they did that. But anyway, you and Johnny and some other people, man, you guys know your movies. And John will imitate someone. He'll sing something. He's not a very good singer, but he's a pretty good imitator. And what movie is that from?
He's like a walking encyclopedia.
He is, man. That dude has watched a lot of movies.
He's a fellow couch potato.
He is.
Yeah. I like a good, listen, I'm an inside guy. I'm a self-proclaimed.
Right.
I'm not, you know, and I do love losing myself in something. And it's so hard to find. And you say Breaking Bad, but you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm just getting to Breaking Bad or I'm just getting to this. I'm like, there's so much content right now.
Yeah.
You can't watch it all. Even the critics can't. So the fact that you're watching something now or even just starting another show is not really a big deal. But
and when you look at all the streaming, all the different movies that are being made and series and miniseries, what an opportunity for people who want to get into acting, because it was I think it's just a broader brush out there right now. And a lot of people do want to get on stage and I just think if you find one of those things and if it catches fire, you can make some money. So I just think it's great that there's so many opportunities. It's just like you said, the way I get my tips on watching it isn't from an ad. It's from like you telling me you got to watch this, or my kids telling me, Dad, you got to watch this.
And
That's how I got those last two series. It's like, you'll love this.
And you fell into acting. Were you in one movie or two?
Three.
Three?
So what was Project Solitude?
You're like the Ted Danson of Civic Media. Movies?
Julia Roberts' brother. What was his name?
Eric
Roberts. So he came here and did a movie called Project Solitude.
Yeah.
And we just got along. He came to the office and they want this, they want that. And I'm like, yeah, we'll do that. I mean, I think every mayor wants to get a movie with a scene where people will come back and it'll be for tourism. You know what I mean? Like this is the bench they kissed on, or this is where he fell out of the window, that kind of stuff. And Project Solitude didn't really do that. But, I mean, he was just a super nice guy. And I don't know. I just, like, you would know, oh, Eric Roberts is married to Julie. It took me a while before I made that, or not married, sister.
Brother, sister. Yeah.
Then he came over to my house, we had dinner, and then he came to a city council meeting and did the invocation. He did the invocation.
How was that
and it
like?
It was great. Like, I always do it. And he said, can I do it, my invocation? And I didn't, say, can I see it first? I just said, all right. And he did a great job. He just talked about, more... just general, peace, love, all that kind of stuff. But it was great what he did.
Oh,
so anyway,
so cool.
And then the 60-yard line, that was kind of a, I think the guy thought it was going to be bigger. A lot of hype on that. I went and saw it at the theater. They didn't do a showing. So I went and saw it at the, and it was $12. And I went to it and it was kind of, wasn't that good. So I went and I'm on the screen and it's like, okay. But then I think I had another part that was coming up and I went to the usher because I can't sit that long. I said, how much longer is this movie? He said, 50 minutes. I said, 15 or 50? He said, 50. I said to my wife, let's go. So I never saw the whole movie.
See, I liked it. I thought it was a cute, he was just kind of this Packer geek. He knew all the statistics and he wanted to.
It was a little long though, don't you think? Well, I should say that. What do I know?
I don't know.
I can't sit that long. I mean, if the homily's not done in 17 minutes, I can't sit.
My grandpa, a good Catholic all his life, used to say, the human body can only endure what the human mind can tolerate, or something to that effect. Right. And listen, Mass, that's a show. It's theater. You better be interesting. I'm not kidding, because I'm with you, man.
Anyway, so yes, being in movies is fun. And like I said, we've had a couple of them that have happened here. Of course, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh did the big one. But
yeah.
I think everybody kind of would like to see something happen. And it's fun when they come into town because, of course, the local media really picks up on the national
media. Yeah, and movies and TV bring people together, similar to sports or whatever, comedy, So yeah. I think that's cool that you – would you have gotten that role in the movie had you not been the mayor of Green Bay?
No way.
That was kind of because you were the mayor?
100%.
Okay.
And even – they showed a clip of it during the news, and Tom Milborn used to be the host for the TV show, the anchor. And he's like, I think we'd all agree the mayor shouldn't quit his day job. No, the only reason I did that was they come in, and one of them I was myself. The guy wanted a key to the city, and ended up giving him a pen, and Katie makes a joke out of it, but it was kind of funny.
That's pretty cool.
But those movie guys like you, they're pretty chill. It wasn't intense. Sometimes you see these things. It's like people yelling and screaming. I mean, it was just a lot of fun.
Not
pizza everywhere.
Right.
Cheetos,
tons
chips.
Tons of food.
Tons of food.
And they're not who they're playing in the movies.
Right.
They're just regular dudes for the most part.
Right.
But do you have a movie in your head? Are you ready to give the popcorn pick of the week? Then I have a few more questions for you after the break.
Well,
you don't have to give it yet,
okay.
But just think of it. We're gonna have a little build up here. Ready, Conrad? Are you ready?
Yeah, I just think it's gonna be more the holiday season though.
That's
okay?
Fine.
All right.
Jim, there's no right or wrong answer. It could be a classic, it could be something you just saw, like a Wicked or so whatever. So Conrad, if you please, we're about to get the movie pick of the week. Popcorn pick of the week.
Okay,
Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, the movie. You mentioned Wicked. I love theater. I've been to a ton of plays.
Yeah.
So, but this isn't the play of the week. This is the movie. And I was thinking with the holidays coming up, and I grew up in Two Rivers, and our address was 2833 34th Street. So we watched The Miracle on 34th Street every year.
That's a great one.
You're talking, Natalie, with the old version, right?
Right. And
so I've seen that. I don't know. I'm 60, so I don't know how many times I've seen that.
That's a
times.
Perfect classic movie. The pick
I love it.
Of
and
the
I,
week,
and it makes sense.
Yeah,
the whole thing. And I just was with the kids. We were in New York for the Macy's Day Parade, and not that was a big tie to it, but that's just a very cool movie that is still relevant. With Do You Believe or Not?
Absolutely.
So,
and you know what? When we come back, we're gonna do a quick thing here, but then I want to hear what you were gonna say theater wise too, because I'm going to see Frank's Christmas next week, and I can't wait for that. So, all right, former mayor and host of the Mino and the Mayor Morning Show here at WGBW and WISS is here. We're going to have a few more minutes with Jim when we come back. You could do a lot worse on a Thursday night, folks. Great to have you with me. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel costs. I crash on people's couches, right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are correct, thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
We're talking shop here with former Mayor Jim Schmidt, co-host of the Mino and the Mayor show here on WGBW. Every morning, check it out. PJ on the stream says Butterburgers. A grilled beef patty topped with melted butter and cheese on toasted buns. The Butterburger originated at Sally's Grill in Milwaukee in the 1930s. Oh, I didn't know it was that old. You have a favorite?
But Culver's has a
does
butter.
The Butterburger.
Yeah, they do that. And what a great company. Culver's, Craig?
Are they based? Are they from Wisconsin?
Yes.
Did they start in Wisconsin?
Okay. Yeah, they did.
That's where I thought the Butterburger started.
Right.
Yeah.
He is a phenomenal guy and a great.
Tom Culver?
Craig.
Oh, that's actually his name. Okay. I was just making that up. Okay. Is his last name actually Culver?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Craig Culver.
That's a good name to name a restaurant. Schwabe wouldn't.
That would be, yeah, we wonder what we're having. But no, he's a good one. But anyway.
So I would love to have him on sometime and ask him about the Curter Burger. Because you ever have the Curter Burger?
No.
Oh, if you're ever looking to put on weight, Jim, this is the burger for you. I mean, you got fried, what is it, Conrad? Cheese curds on there.
And
you
it's
got
a ranch whole dressing. It's a whole patty fried cheese curd.
Just start eating
like
lard and get it over with.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's
I'm
what
okay
you're,
with that.
I'm wow. curious.
It's too much. It's way too
have
much.
Have you had it?
I took one bite of it and I was like, this isn't for me.
Oh, wow.
It's just so much on it.
Yeah.
If a young guy who hits the bars thinks it's too much,
right.
You might have a problem.
He's 25? Yeah, okay, you're right.
But do you have a favorite Wisconsin-associated food, Jim?
Well, I'm all over cheese curds. I love them. Kringles, which Uncle Mike's, I send those to friends that for Christmas that aren't, you know, in the state that I won't be seeing, and they love it. You do that, though, for 2 or 3 years, they start to expect it.
You know what I mean? Right, right.
Hey, where's my Kringle?
But
I'm not a big sweet thing. I like burgers. Like tonight, I went to Poke the Bear and had that Nashville chicken burger. I like that.
How is that place? I haven't been in there. Is it a good place?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They have, you know what their kind of claim to fame is there? Is their Brussels sprouts. They are awesome.
I really like Brussels sprouts.
That is like, would be one of their signature appetizers, although I get that with everything I get there. They got a great Reuben sandwich. I like Poke the Bear. The Walnut Room's great. That's finer dining, but I the Northland's awesome place. And there's a lot of good restaurants though in Green Bay, and you don't have to look that far. And I like trying different things, but You get to be my age, you become a little bit of a creature of habit. You know, you go to the right. same restaurant and get the same thing. But
yeah.
Yeah. No, burgers can't go wrong.
No, I agree. You're talking about Green Bay. We're in Green Bay, broadcasting from Green Bay. What is the funnest thing or most festive thing for you at the holidays in Green Bay?
So we talk about that, and I think there is so much, and I think a lot of communities have a lot of things, from high school plays to the Dudley Birder Corral to the lighting of Broadway to the holiday Christmas parade. I think we call it the holiday parade here. And I tell people it's important you get into the spirit. And I don't know what your trigger is for that, but to go to a musical, and some are free and some are $16, you're going to be going to Frank's show. I just think you got to do something. And in Green Bay, you know, being the mayor, Pete, you go to all of that.
Right.
You kind of have to, but you also kind of want to. I mean, you want to support them. And, you know, people would say that, but, you know, I went to 500 things a year. That's a lot. And I kept track
That's
of it.
That's more
it
was, than one a day. It is. That's crazy.
It is. But I'm talking Eagle Scout ceremonies,
100-year-old
birthday parties. But I always went to a lot of high school events. And Christmas, we just had at Bayport, which is an awesome school. They're the ones who won the national, the football. They were on our show this morning, but they have a great show choir, and they sing at the Capitol, at the courthouse here. And the acoustics in there are awesome, and they do that every year. And there's just a lot of things. So I can't tell you what my favorite is, but I do go to
Fair
a lot
enough.
Of them.
500, though.
Why don't I go to
500? You're putting,
on Christmas.
When you were mayor, I'm saying that to go to 500 things a year,
yeah.
You think you're... approval rating would have been higher. You were immensely popular, as I understand. I never lived here. I've never lived in Green Bay, but
it's a great city. I love it.
Yeah, it's fun coming down here every day, and I've gotten to know this block really well. Some of the restaurants. I love the Meyer Theater. That is a gem. Uh-huh. You said you saw a theater show. I'm going to see Frank's Christmas next week. I'm excited about that. What did
That's
you see
great.
Recently?
At the Meyer?
I thought you said you saw a theater show. You were going to give a theater pick
well,
for your
popcorn. Well, I go to a lot of theater. No, I hate to say this, but sometimes I have to go to Appleton.
is there a rivalry between these two cities?
Just a little.
Really?
We built our theater. They built theirs.
How is their professional football team doing
this year?
That's the card you play.
Who drops the Appleton name?
Hey, I'm on statewide. We love Appleton.
I'm
just kidding.
Doubtfire? Wasn't that just there?
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah.
At the PAC?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was good. I like that. In New York, we always go to see a show. But you mentioned you're going to see Wicked. I said to Johnny, you know, how did you like Wicked? He goes, I haven't seen it. I'm like, you're the guy. Because I think everyone, that is just
crazy.
But there's so many good musicals out there, and you see people working hard, and I do I have a favorite musical? Yeah, it's got to be up there with, it's probably Wicked. I just think it's unbelievable.
That's a fun
and
show.
I've seen that a lot of times, too. The other one that I really liked, the name's going to slip me. It's kind of about 9/11, where the planes land in, not Nova Scotia, but the... And
everybody gets off tap dancing.
And it's just about the personalities getting together.
I know what you're talking
about.
That
was a great, great play.
I can never remember the...
That is very... And we went to that right after COVID opened up. So it was really cool.
Okay.
But you can't go wrong with a good musical.
No. Live theaters, a lot of fun.
It is. Yeah. It's just great. So,
Jim, this is so much fun.
Yeah, and
please keep inviting me to your Christmas party. I will. One of these years, I will get there.
All right.
It's fun.
And again, I'll give Civic Media a lot of credit. You know, 2 years old, and they're really reaching out to the right people. I think they know what people want to hear. And
well, you got it right with us. Right?
You did well. They deliver. You are. We're working on it. But we're working on it. So.
I think you guys are doing okay. Jim Schmidt, former mayor, host of Mino and the Mayor. Check out his show every morning here from 6 to 9. Right?
Yeah. Been a
great
long day.
Show. All right. Thanks so much. That's our popcorn pick of the week. Rob Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, will be here when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
The next new Wisco weekend is going to the dogs and the cats and all things animals. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr from Rescues to Why Pets Are Good For You. You won't want to miss it.
Saturday mornings at 11, Sundays at 8 on WGBW and WISS. Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stopped me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The president-elect met with the two top leaders of the International Longshoremen's Association at his Florida estate. This is a statement from the union, which also says Mr. Trump expressed strong support for union dock workers and taking a stand against automation. The man charged in the murder of UnitedHealthcare's chief executive is being held on a gun charge and is fighting extradition to New York. Prosecutors say they've matched Luigi Mangione's fingerprints to items from the crime scene. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Those are the kinds of things that investigators in this early stage are presenting to the grand jury. We also know they've been talking to his family and others as they try to round out a picture of this 26-year-old.
Amid calls from local and state leaders that the Fed should do something about suspected drone sightings over an area of New Jersey, a joint statement from the FBI and Department of Homeland Security says there's no evidence of any kind of threat to national security or safety. This is ABC News.
I'm Dan.